The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I only heard about the scene in The Revenant where it's just like brutal bear attack, right?
Yeah.
Bear comes and, you know, she attacks him. And she's like, rah. And then she kind of walks away.
Thank you for not misgendering her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she attacks him.
She was protecting her cubs.
Yeah,
it was Lady Bear. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. He got beat up by a lady.
Oh, man. He gets back, all the fur trappers are like, I ain't giving you no pelts, you fucking ninny. That Lady Bear tossed you around. Hey, look at this cut up
queen.
She
had a bow on her head.
Oh, my God. She was softly eating honey.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
No one's making this year. He's wearing glasses because he's crying in traffic, nervous that you were going to be actually mad at him.
He's headbutting his
time. Fuck you.
This guy's cool because he's on time.
I was telling the guys while we waited, it felt like we were waiting for a big get. Like we were going to walk in and like, oh my God, Kevin Hart and Chris Rock are on this podcast. This is Lewis's own fucking podcast.
Doggy.
Lewis has a black eye somewhere. Yeah. I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Can you guys not give me shit? I'm already, I'm trying to feel better about it.
Feel better about what?
What happened?
You think we're mad? What about the fans?
The racist live chat.
Oh, the site doesn't work. It doesn't matter.
It still says buffering.
No, the site does work. There's actually right now 297 people watching in the racist live chat.
Take the glasses off. Let me see those.
Yeah, let's see the black eye.
I have pink eye in both eyes. I've been eating a lot of ass since my girlfriend moved in.
Welcome to Butt Munch Station.
Yeah, doggy. All day. I love eating ass.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You from don't the eat back, ass? From the front. Of course, I eat ass.
I eat ass.
Who eats ass from the front? Seems
no. Like a baby.
Yeah, you roll
a
motherfucker over.
Yeah, yeah, you give her a small package.
Yeah, you get it.
You throw her knees over her shoulders, dude. Yeah, dude.
Canadian destroyer from the top, brother.
Does she hold her legs?
Small package.
Yeah, no. Then it's like the stoplight. You got the clit. You got the vagina hole in the butthole. Yeah, so and you go.
Yeah, yeah, you hit it like a carnival thing.
You go up.
Is that why you were late? You were munching butt?
Sure.
Were you fucking, dude? Were you
No, you were not fucking.
He was fucking and he went like this. Oh, that was great, baby. Oh, shit. I gotta go to the podcast.
Doggy, no. I did munch and butt. I always munch butt. I munch butt all day, every day. She's probably watching right now. Shout out Jenna in the Racist Live Chat.
Is she sitting on one of those donuts resting her butt? Because it's raw from you munching it.
Doggy, I love munching
Lewis
butt.
Has a cat tongue.
Yeah. Puerto Ricans have sandpaper tongues.
Did we watch the... I've never seen The Revenant. We watched it this morning.
With the bear?
Wait,
you watched a 3-hour Leo movie and that's why you're 40 minutes late?
And that's why you ate her ass? You're like, I'm the bear!
Yes. You fucking prick.
We played The Revenant.
DiCaprio ass.
I almost got into an argument because I thought I wasn't going to be on time.
Doggy,
my house, I'm causing problems. I'm like, I gotta go!
Dude, I got a phone call that was like, you said you cleaned the bathroom. Next time, tell me you almost cleaned the bathroom but couldn't because you were rushing.
Meanwhile,
this motherfucker's in heaven.
Lewis is mid-ass eating going like, this is shot beautifully.
Dude, we played The Revenant, where I was the bear and she was Leo.
You just came in and mauled her?
Yes.
Did you grab her by her ankle and pull her down the bed and then eat her shit?
I thought she was down. You just hear her crawl away and then grab her by the ankle.
And she shoots me.
Did you have one of the cute? Did you have one of those cute costumes they put on babies?
He was like Butters.
Doggy, we really did.
Lewis, can I tell you something crazy? I've always wanted to be Leo in the Revenant.
No, she hated it. She was like, I don't like this game because she's ticklish. So that was my warning.
Oh, yeah, because she's 17.
Yeah, she's a
kids
child.
Kids usually are ticklish.
She's a childish. You know, she didn't like it because I kept on taking her nose. And she was like, I don't like this. Give me
where
my
is
nose.
It?
Where is my nose?
It's in your ass.
I can't leave it out.
Let me get it.
No, where is my nose? You don't eat butt, Dan? You eat butt?
Yeah,
on,
of course.
You got to eat butt. You got flat nose. That's how your nose got that shape.
I was pressed against it. Yeah, I used to have a beautiful long triangle nose, and then it got mushed down.
Benny and the Jets in the Race to Live chat says, Lewis is Jenna's bidet. Okay. Hell yeah.
How is it living with her?
It's great. So
have you seen any problems? Any cracks in the foundation?
No.
That's a yes.
She hates my art. She hates
your
my
art.
My art.
What's your art?
Like, what that are we talking about?
The stuff you hang up or the horse shit you do?
It's like the kid in Toy Story.
Oh, dude. If we find out Lewis has a book of finger paints, like a portfolio, he goes, I'd like to show you my portfolio. That's a hand turkey.
No, she hates my art.
What does that mean?
So, we're unpacking the house and, you know, we're fucking, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I have a decent amount of art that I've collected over the years, you know? And
I don't think Monster Energy posters are art.
it's just
Scarface
fan art.
Posters working out.
No, but like some of
he's
it
got that karate one that shows all
he
the
he is me.
But like we're bumping heads about the art because she doesn't want to be mean and say she hates it. So
he's got the kitty cat hang in there poster, but it's a lynching.
she doesn't want to like shit on the art. So so instead what she does is she shuts down emotionally and doesn't look at me.
she just stares forward. When you yell at her about a Rob Zombie poster?
Well, instead of saying, hey, I don't like the art, she's like, no, it's all great. And then I could just tell there's something wrong. And I'm like, what's wrong? And then after a day of that, I find out it's the art. She doesn't like the art. She doesn't feel comfortable telling me she doesn't like my art.
She moved across the country for you.
She did.
And I think it's hard to be like, the pictures of you MMA fighting.
Yeah.
You have professional giant 8x10.
She's like, how many Legion of Skanks logos can you have in the house?
They can't all be different. And you go, no, you don't understand. Everyone was for Black History Month.
Yeah, yeah.
This is for the podcast war.
This is a Legion of Skanks logo made out of weed leaves. Get it?
You have the little art tag on the bottom of it. Like a...
But does it have to glow up when we turn out the lights?
What does she want?
I don't know, dude. She's a fucking chicken. I don't actually care. Like, I don't Plants. Actually... There's no emotional attachment to the art in the house. Like, I had spaces on my walls, so things that would come about, I would be like, all right, cool. I'll put that up.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a handful of things that are kind of cool, and then there's a handful of stuff that's horseshit.
I hope James calls you out when you change the art, when he comes over and he's like, wow, Dad, made you get rid of that poster.
Dougie, I was at his baseball game yesterday at a Little League game.
Yeah.
And he fucking, dude, first of all, I'll tell you right now, I want him to hear this. Send this to him. Watching little kids play baseball sucks. It's the fucking worst.
Why? Just swing and misses?
Oh my God, dude. They throw the ball. They don't catch it. They run after it. Literally, the amount of times the kids just got walked in because they got kids pitching and the kid can't throw it over the fucking mound.
How old's James? 8, 9?
10.
He's 10. All right. How long have they been doing kid pitching for? Like two seasons?
Yeah, they've been doing kid pitching now, but it's like, they're like, you know. So there was a dad on the other team.
Oh, why didn't I think that this was going to happen?
Well,
just keep going. I knew you were going to be. Did you fight a man in the stands?
Oh, I took video. Shannon, I put it on my Instagram.
I just fucking felt it. The second he goes, there was a dad on the other team. You go, all the years of knowing Lewis, like
Shannon, pull up my.
It was like dead zone. I was like, he's gonna fight a guy.
This
in his
was
pants.
It. It was
he's a baseball dad.
That trope of dads fighting at a baseball game that was created for me. God created that for me in the universe, and he was like, one day Lewis will come about this, and that's why we've created this. So this would happen.
You found your home.
So I'm at my son's Little League game right now.
I'm manscaping my balls.
I'm behind the dugout here.
and one of the other dads is the dads of the pitcher for the other team, and he's just talking shit about the other kids, and James is about to go up. Is this guy fucking ready? Or he's going to be here. That guy.
And was it the guy in the gray?
Shit about James. Yeah. It's going to get real. So stay tuned.
Control driver plowing right into the middle of a rally baseball game.
That's funny.
Kids and coaches scrambling for their
great.
Lives.
That's great.
So, no, I didn't. Obviously, nothing happened. But I did videotape it because I was like, it's going to get real. Because the dad was going like, he was on the other, his kid was pitching, and he was behind the mound where, not the mound, where the, you know.
Plate.
Yeah, home plate.
Zach knows about plates.
Yep. He was behind backstop is what they call it.
But he was backstop.
Yeah.
Okay. He's
behind the catcher and the umpire.
Yeah, so he's like literally.
He's getting angry because he's frustrated about it all.
I go, it's all right, like, Coco. What? Coco? Yeah.
He's heckling.
He's like, get him, buddy. Lewis is like, get him, buddy. What the fuck? He wants him to fight my fucking kid? You got this, champ? My kid's the champ.
Strike him out. No one's going to embarrass my kids.
Yeah, dude. Chill, brother.
So you know James is coming up. Is James good at baseball?
He's pretty good, yeah. But he's not a super athletic kid.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, he's my kid.
Yeah, he's so, diplomatic.
Yeah, yeah. But he, the dad started talking shit to like the kids being like, he's just like encouraging his kid, but he's just like.
Dude, this sounds like this guy.
What I said.
This guy just sounds like he's a supportive dad.
Exactly what I said.
Nah, but he's just sort of like, he's like, yeah, strike this kid out.
This fucking Puerto Rican piece of shit.
This kid, this kid's got two dads. What does that mean?
I'm a huge Rogan guy. I love Jody. He's just saying shit. I love just problems, like saying shit that you're like, does this guy know who I am? this kid's dad's afraid of Jason Ellis.
So no, he ended up not saying, when James went up, he was like taking his other kid to go piss in the woods or something. But I was like, fucking God damn it, dude. He was sort of talking shit to my son.
Nothing
happened. Nothing material.
He's still in your head? Zombies.
No, he was talking shit.
This is going to be used later.
He was talking shit. Yeah.
Lewis, you're going to bump into a worse dad.
Oh, yeah, brother.
I feel like I've also
You might be that worst dad.
I've been training martial arts for a little while, and I feel like most dads on the field aren't going to be able to hang with the heat that I'm going to bring.
But people have guns, and more people are buying them.
I feel like people in jerseys...
Brother, I got a knife right now.
All right.
I never had
Yeah, but you're
knife.
Not going to use it. So
no,
if
but
I
never had one, and now I have one. People
you
have
up,
things.
Like, let's say,
on you or?
No, over there in the back.
Let's say you're at a baseball game, you're at a Little League game, and a guy like me comes over to you, and we start fucking, you know, you're talking shit to my kid, and I come and I defend my kid.
Oh, why's your kid run so good? I'll tell him to throw his elbows back. Fucking pussy.
His ass. In the outfield, his finger's deep in his asshole.
Why is he skipping the bases?
Yeah. Dog, no, it's not my fault you got a queer for a side.
He's trying to kiss the boys.
But some guy comes up to you and he's like, yeah, dude, why are you fucking talking shit about my kid? You're going to pull the knife and stab him to death?
No, no, no.
That's how Lewis got here.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right. But even with a gun, I feel like you got to really... I mean, so who's pulling out a gun just for a simple skerfuffle at a fucking Little League game?
I am letting them know I got that thing on me.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to take out the blicky? Like, are you an old white dude?
Start hitting him, pistol-looking him with the fucking...
I go, keep your head up! Gah, you fucking piece of... Give him the good fellas.
You ever see...
He beats the neighbor's ass.
Yeah, dude, when they pistol whip somebody, but they do it with, like, the gun... The end of the gun that the bullet comes out of... Yeah, you ever see that where they start hitting him? You're like, how careless, dude. You're going to accidentally shoot him. What are you doing, dude?
Or scratching him.
You're just really, really giving him a good old scratching.
So you,
like Leo in The Revenant, the way his back got all scratched
we
up.
We get it. You want to make a lot of Revenant references.
Yeah. Wow.
That was him winking at Sarah in the chat.
Sarah, honestly, did you have sex during that movie?
Yeah.
Twice? God, you are.
You think he could understand? It was a very slow movie. Other
it was.
Than the bear assault, you think he was retaining anything that was happening?
I was like, look how many gashes are on his back, babe. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Most of that's like a beautifully
shot
scenery.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of that movie is supposed to show how intimidating the wild is, and this guy's a fur trap.
How do you make Leonardo DiCaprio hotter? Give him like seven pussies on his back.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's my bear sound.
I need you to take me right now.
Dude, I will say the bear was good in the movie. They did a good job at making it look like a real bear.
Yeah, I went to a Juilliard. Yeah.
That was
a bear. A bear's classically trained.
Lewis did audition for the role. That's also
all right. Your name is Lewis Jacobs. You'll be reading for Bear.
Well, I'm just saying, Cocaine Bear. What, like the bear wasn't as good.
He did improv. He's groundlings. You got to know where these animals are coming from, dude.
Yeah.
Milo and Otis, Juilliard.
Doggy.
That bear was Stanislavski.
Yeah.
That thing fucking went in. That bear was method, dude. Yeah, it fucking
like Dennis Hopper.
No, the bear, the CGI that they made on the bear and the Revenant was.
Yeah, it looks cool as shit.
That was a fucking cool ass looking bear. It was very real.
Seeing it in the theaters, I got high as shit and saw it in the theaters, and it's,
I never saw it.
Pause for a second. With movie theater,
so they do this one first.
Sex tape.
My chick being like,
that's her. That's her. Bit, yeah. She's like, I'm sorry, I don't like the art. And Lewis is just munching ass.
You know how many times I've seen this video on a phone? And she's just disassociating, thinking about what she's going to call her podcast.
It's going to be called Mrs. Real Ass Podcast.
Like Mrs. Packard.
it's just
Lewis with a bow.
That's what they do with the Skanks logo. Why would they do it with this podcast?
Fucking Mrs. Real Ass Podcast. Guys, I got it. Where they told us to appeal to female listeners. We're going to make Mrs. versions of everything Gas Digital.
Oh my God, Mrs. SDR. It's all a bunch of big cock in here.
His Bride of Frankenstein.
Just some fucking, some fucking old 80s rock lady and a fat chick who doesn't care about the show.
So I watched it. So I only heard about the scene in The Revenant where it's just like brutal bear attack, right?
Yeah.
And the bear comes and, you know, she attacks him. And she's like, rah. And then she kind of walks
Thank
away.
You for not misgendering her.
She was protecting her cubs.
Yeah, it was a lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a lady.
I didn't know it was Lady Bear.
It was Lady Bear. Oh, yeah, dude. You faggot. You got beat up by a lady.
Oh, man. He gets back. All the fur trappers are like, I ain't giving you no pelts. You fucking ninny. That lady bear tossed you around. Hey, look at this cut up
She
queer.
Had a bow on her head.
Oh, my God. She was softly eating honey. Did you have any problems going to get honey today? Did you bump into a knees? You know, every time you attack an Oscar winner, I want to eat your ass. I'm going to munch your butt.
They're also playing The Revenant.
Yeah,
Winnie the Pooh. And then the Revenant pair are married.
Wait till the part that gets me hot. Oh, bother. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to shoot honey all over your back. No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
So
you give me a 1,000-acre wood.
Oh, let Eeyore watch.
So the bear attacks him and then scratches his back, and then the bear walks away. And I remember just being like, that wasn't that bad. They made it like a whole thing. Yeah. I was like, and then the bear, like a second later,
tags back in. I forgot that the bear walked away. I'm not done.
No. She thinks he's dead. Yeah. He plays dead. Which, by the way, it's so funny because they say if it's brown, lay down. Yeah. If it's black
fight
back. Which,
if it's white, good night.
But like in the moment, like you have to like remember
really
a fucking you have to remember a rhyme, like
beer before liquor.
Like, easy, righty. What the fuck?
Lisa three, let it be.
He has to tie his shoe.
If it smells like cologne. And the bear the whole time is like, what the fuck? What are you talking
about? Dude, it's the idea of trying in the moment, trying to remember the rhyme. Being like, what am I supposed to be fighting back to lay down?
Lefty Lucy, righty, tiny. If you drag to the woods. You die saying a rhyme.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude. That I think it was for. I mean, dude, seeing that in the theater, hearing that bear, you were like, oh.
Oh, it was.
It's intense.
That was 8 or 9 years ago that movie came out, and I just saw. But it, like the graphics are very good. It was like that attack was fucking cool.
Yeah.
That is. I don't know why, but I have. an uncanny fear of being attacked by a bear. That is like,
you live in New York City. An uncanny, an unreplicable fear. No one else can have this fear.
It's uncanny fear.
It is uncanny. Well, nobody, who has a fear of being attacked by a bear, really?
People in the woods? Yeah. A lot of people that live in the woods.
People.
No, but
there's
people
like
live in
books
Alaska.
About it. There's a movie about it called The Revenant. You just watched it, you big fucking idiot.
Bear attack!
Bears aren't attacking people around this area. It's uncanny because most people that
you live in Jersey, bro.
Do you have a fear of bear attacks? Really?
I don't have uncanny fears. Wait, no, I just agreed with you. I hate being on this because he's always
he just fucking
I'm the dumbest. Listen,
yeah, you're wrong. Hey,
fuck you, dude.
Fuck you,
give
dude.
Give me a watch. I saw Joe Rogan give a guy a watch once. Give me a watch.
Let's go. Don't let him mind melt you like that. People in the woods being
no, because Scott's good at just yelling at me until I bow down in submission.
Very interesting.
Like a fucking like a gorilla.
Then you give him a watch.
Yeah, then I give my watch.
If zoologists were watching this, they'd be like, I think that guy just took over.
He just yells at me until I shut down sometimes. And I remember that I'm smarter and right.
Yeah, it's
more
crazy.
Often.
Yeah. More everything. More successful, better father.
He's not doing anything better than me, but he yells at me until I bow down sometimes.
Yeah. Volume, dude.
Yep. Yeah, it is volume.
Law of volume.
Yep. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Chalk.com for supporting today's show. If you guys love supplements, and we know you do because you're a real ass dude who's trying to be in real ass shape for the summer, well, you got to get them from Chalk.com. Chalk.com. They have so many incredible products, but I really want to talk about their testosterone booster. They have a natural testosterone booster that has taken the sports nutrition and natural health world by storm, and we prefer Chalk for several reasons. Number one, the supplement industry is filled with weak, trashy, and dirty supplements, and the guys at Chalk are proud to stand above the rest with clean, pure, and healthy products. They use full disclosure labeling, and they tell you the exact amount of each ingredient, so there's no proprietary blends, which who the fuck knows what that means. There's no label fluffing or underdosing. All ingredients are measured to the exact clinical standards. So right now, all you got to do is go to chalk.com, chalk.com, and when you check out, use the promo code REAL, and you're going to save yourself 35% off your entire order. This is incredible. They have a lot of stuff. Check out the Male Vitality Stack, their Stack Ultra. They got a lot of great products. 35% off with the promo code REAL at chalk.com. All right, where were we?
I think it is an uncanny...
It's uncanny. Can you bring up what the definition of uncanny
it's
is?
It's an uncanny fear.
Because I feel like I might have gotten it wrong too, but I want to know.
Uncanny.
Do you mean irrational fear?
I mean irrational. Also, I mean uncanny.
Uncanny?
Define
uncanny.
Give me the definition of uncanny. Strange or mysterious. It's uncanny, yes.
Oh, shit.
A strange fear. It's strange. It's
you're
strange.
You're going to say this because I'm stupid.
The way you guys cackled in my face over uncanny.
Because this is why I'm not giving it to you. Because we're a similar dumb. Go get him. Sorry. Sorry,
down.
Dan.
Go get him.
Dan, my senior.
Hold on, no, Dizzy. I got this. I got it. Hold on.
I want to apologize.
Thank you.
Because I was dumb.
Well, you were dumb. You know, I like that.
No, Dan.
Shut your mouth.
Listen.
You've given up your position to
you
power.
You said uncanny fear. I promise you, he didn't know what it meant.
Yes, I did.
And when he
strange
said it.
A strange
and then
fear.
He slowly realized what it meant.
No, I'll give it to
and
you.
And he was
no,
happened to be right.
It.
The uncanny
he
X-Men.
He happened to be right. Yeah. He didn't know
they
he was
strange
right.
And they are mysterious.
It's why he got scared.
I was
he didn't know.
But if you live around bears, is that a canny fear then?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very canny.
I got a canny thing going on with these bears.
Yeah.
If you live out in nature, that's a real fear.
I don't live out in nature, and I think where I live in Jersey, I don't think that there's brown bears. Maybe there's. I guess maybe the bears will come down from the.
I think rarely.
Yeah, they run up a tree and they get shot with a tranquilizer.
Bear Mountain was near. Where
well,
I
you
live,
didn't tell
so
me that.
I guess.
Well, you
is
didn't
it,
tell
is it just
that.
Called Bear Mountain though? Because
he goes, what about
Grit?
I live
the name of like a kids park.
He goes, I live off the corner of Central and Bear Attack Avenue. Do you think? I think they called it that because all these people are getting attacked by bears.
Yeah, this is uncanny. Yeah. This is uncanny fear of bears.
Like Bear Mountain.
I do live on Bear Lane,
Bear Bite Road. I don't know why they're calling it.
I moved across the street from the picnic basket factory.
Yeah, I don't know. We have bear warnings whenever they're loose. Yeah, that's...
You know, I took a test online, and I'm actually not smarter than the average bear.
I definitely am not. Yogi would have got me.
Yeah, Yogi would have fucked me up, doggy. I think it is that I do have an irrational fear, I guess, of bear attacks, considering I've never really encountered a bear. I've only gone camping a few times.
Dude, it is...
But you know what it was? There was a prank I used to play on my friends. I've done it on this show a few times. I won't do it now, but it's a bear eating a deer. like on a lawn, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a suburbs. Like it's just a big brown bear and he's just fucking munching on the deer. And what I would do is I would tell people, I was like, dude, did you see this video of this deer beating a bear? Like,
just to give him hope.
Yeah, yeah. And then they watch, man. It's like 2 minutes of just a bear eating a deer alive, and the deer's going.
It screams like a man.
It screams like a human.
I think you showed it to me.
Someone's backyard.
What do you think I would do on podcasts? I would do it in life. I'd be like, hey, dude, look at this. Want to see a deer beating a bear in a fight?
You absolutely did it to me when it was Eastville on East 4th. Yeah. And I watched being like,
you're waiting, and I posted it to the internet. I was like, deer beats bear. Wait for it, and it never happens. Yeah.
And then the bear at the end of the video, you're like, ow!
But you hear the crunching of the bone and the neck, and the deer's not dying. And I'm going like, dude, like, how long can I have my neck crunched by a fucking bear for? There was another one, like a guy was attacked by a bear in like a zoo enclosure, and the bear just eats this guy for 15 minutes, and he's alive.
Wouldn't you? Because once you have him dominated, you're like, I'll pick at it.
Well, that's what they do great in The Revenant too, like just like the way the bear, like they just get the fucking, like the bear like just like slobbering on his face, smelling if he's like dead, and then he's like playing dead, and it just kind of walks away, and it's so like scary. You're like, oh dude, I couldn't imagine that.
And you were just getting head like Al Swearinger just telling the story. You go, oh, you're gonna fucking get killed by a bear. Fuck.
Bite it a little.
I have an uncanny fear of coming in your mouth. It's strange of a stare.
Are you sure you don't mean irrational?
Yeah, goes, shut up.
No, you stupid. Here's my watch.
It's strange and mysterious how much bears make me come. Oh man,
why do you keep putting up that art? I have an uncanny fear of commitment.
What is some of the art, will you tell us? Is it like actual, is it like UFC fight posters?
No. So she says that I have a she was like, there's no rhyme or reason to what you're doing. She's like, some of it's like fucking Happy Homemaker, and some of it's like Joe the Libertarian. Like, it's an American flag, like upside down, made with like fucking like.
Damn.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. You're like, what, do you want to walk to the living room and not have deep thought about the
democracy? I have a world map that's in a framed poster, but the poster looks like it's wood planks. So it's, yeah.
Okay.
I kind of
like that.
But
maybe that's for the garage.
Yeah, maybe that's
That it should be for like a garage.
There we go.
Louis, let's be honest. You're already talking about a dojo, I'm sure. Have you said the word dojo to her?
What are we going to do at the office? The dojo.
So, yeah, is it crazy? I'm just happy to fucking make a chick happy. Is that weird?
Oh, it rules.
It's the first time like in my life that like I feel like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm going.
That's awesome.
Like, it just feels fucking good.
Yeah.
Because I said to her, I was like, I don't care. I was like, burn all the art.
Yeah.
Put up the art you want. I don't give a shit. Have fun. I don't actually care. I believe you.
Yeah.
And then she tried to put this mirror where I didn't want it to be, and I was like, that can't be there.
Then you close hand hit her.
I was like, Revenant!
She goes, I'm very afraid of all the art because Louis goes full Revenant. Yeah. It starts with the mauling, and it ends with my ass being eaten. She goes, bad news, good news.
Shannon, bring up that video of the bear attacking the mirror in the woods.
Yeah. He goes, oh, that's pretty cool. What is that? Why is that Puerto Rican guy in here who looks moderately trained?
We're being robbed!
Who are you? Why are you yelling? You're yelling. I'm
this
done.
Faggot ass mustache.
He goes, I'm done. I'm not done. Revenant.
He barks in mirrors.
She goes, her friends from home are calling. Like, how's living with Lewis? She goes, it was great until the mirror went up. Dude, hold on, guys. Shh. He's gonna come and smell me if I'm dead.
Hold on, there's a squirrel in the backyard.
I go, if he's Puerto Rican, play that. I don't know the rhyme. I can't think of rhymes right now.
If he's a hack fight back.
if he's brown, lay down. Yeah. Then you still use the same one.
If he's Puerto Rican, the police you'll be seeking.
God fucking damn it. Okay, let's do some plugs. Let's get some plugs going, baby boys.
Wait, I just want to show you this real quick.
Well, let's see.
Lewis seeing himself?
Yeah, this is Lewis.
Whoa!
Sarah! Whoa! Why the fuck did you put this here?
Oh, James, get out of here. There's a man. There's a man here, James. Oh, God. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, he disappeared under the floor. Thank God.
James, grab your go bag. Get out of here. I'll hold him up. Revenant! Revenant!
It's happening!
I always knew this would happen. This is why we drilled.
This is why I had an uncanny fear. All right.
Fuck me, dude.
Oh, shit.
Okay, real quick, we got to talk to responsible adults who are over 21 living in states that Delta 8 is legal. Because if you guys want to get high legally and cheaper, why not get high on Yo Delta Delta 8 gummies and vapes?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, they have a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Right now, go to YoDelta.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your already affordable order. YoDelta.com, promo code GAS. Okay, let's get back into it.
Okay, let's do our plugs. We have a lot to talk about. What a show. What a show. What a day.
What a show indeed.
Scott Chaplin, what you plugging on?
Out for Smokes, my podcast with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. It's very good and fun. Also, I have a podcast for Wrestle Rose with Mike Lawrence, Dan St. Germain, and Robert Karpolis that is very good. They just do that, you know. Get them around the city doing shows and shit. All right, see you around.
Loving it. Love it. Soats.
Donnie Solids, DanSoder.com, Springfield, Missouri, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Poughkeepsie, Virginia, DanSoder.com. I'm on the road because I'm unemployed. That's all I got.
Hell yeah.
So come see me on the road.
That's it. It's the way to be, baby boy.
I like your dance song.
Zach Rubiner!
Check out my other podcast here on the network, Bye Guys with Ian Fidance and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yes, we will. Lots of stuff coming up. This weekend, I will be in Fort Worth, Texas. Two nights, Friday, Saturday, Hyenas Comedy Club. Let's fucking party, baby boys. Let's get partying and rocking and rolling. Then, actually, I think I'm canceling the Comedy Store. I don't have time. I don't have time to go out. I wanted to go out, and I was going to go to the Whitney premiere for her, the roast. But then the premiere party's after it premieres, 2 days after it premieres. It's not even really the
premiere.
It's
not the same night?
No. So I'm probably not doing the Comedy Store.
Give me your ticket.
Secret Group, May 19th and 20th, Houston, Texas. Me and Zach Amico, Friday, Saturday. Then Sunday, we're going to be driving to Lafayette, Louisiana. Then Comics Roadhouse, Uncasville, Connecticut, the end of the month. Then I get Grand Rapids, Emis, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, and more. Then the Legion of Skanks going out for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Three nights in a row, August 10th, 11th, and 12th in New England, New Hampshire, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and then the Foxwood Theater at Foxwoods Casino. Come out. It's going to be a combination of live stand-up shows, live podcasts, and very special, special untaped parts of the podcast. I mean, it's not even a podcast because we're not taping it, but we're going as hard as we've ever gone.
Damn.
With the Legion of Skanks. Yonder bags, no phones allowed.
Oh my God.
It's getting fucking wild.
Oh
doggy.
My God.
I'm going to Revenant the boys on stage.
Oh my God.
Lewis attacked Jay.
He ate his butt right on stage.
He just munched.
Subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. A bunch of new updates being pushed today. That's what Ralph told me. So I know that we fixed the RSS feeds, the chat. Some of the structural issues are being fixed right now. Lots of stuff, guys. All the feedback is super appreciated. This is the new site, and we're testing everything right now. So hopefully you guys are enjoying the new experience. And please keep subscribing and supporting. New apps coming in June. And that's that.
That was a good plug.
That's that. That's that, doggy.
Those are good plugs.
just trying to see how far Alex's house is from here. I have to drive to go meet the baby after this.
The baby is how new? A couple weeks.
Yeah, weeks.
A month, baby?
Hell yeah.
What was the baby's birthday? More than a month, like 6 weeks old, probably.
Yeah, because it was like second to last day in Jamaica, right, that the baby was born?
In Jamaica? They came on the crew trip? No?
Yeah, they did a natural birth in the water there.
A natural birth?
Yeah, in the water, like Lewis.
Shannon, were you the Abdullah? Did you help? Were you the midwife?
Yeah. Let's see. Racist Live Chat is doing lots of deep fakes. Lots of fun.
Oh, yeah, I hear a big AI thing is like they're making... I mean, we've known about things like this forever, but I guess it's much easier to make porn with girls' faces. And so now they're on the internet like crying and stuff. You know?
There was that popular streamer that got caught Like someone saw he was doing AI fakes with other girl streamers that he's friends with. And he's like one of those guys. And then he had to go on and be like, I'm sorry.
His girlfriend was there too. Yeah, right?
She was like sitting next to him. And he's like, I find it.
Who would care? Like, deep fake me all
that. I made her take a fucking monster dong. And I'm sorry.
But who would fuck? Why would a girl care?
I made her fucking brains fucked up.
Why would a chick care about being deep faked?
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
I think the idea would be that she thinks people think it's real.
Yeah, and that's a huge problem because they look.
Also, it's weird to be like, I whacked off to you if it's like just a guy friend to you.
And if it's like a horrifying fucking,
it sort of made it like,
you know, that's kind of like
made it so that like
almost.
It made it so that like you should almost be like, all right, good. I'm glad there's all these deep fakes. So then, if you do have real nudes ever leaked, you can be like, oh no, they're deep fakes.
That's a solid point for girls who.
Or sluts. That's a solid point for sluts.
Yeah, for little piggies. But for everybody else, for God-fearing women, you know, this isn't good.
Oh, shit.
Also, some of them are like 18, 19. You know, like who's doing deep fakes on like a 45-year-old woman?
People of class?
So it's like young people who like do have more invested in.
Yeah, I
got
to do a deep fake and I have to Photoshop her wrinkles. Fuck
it's
this.
Like, we don't
argue.
Care because, of course, we don't care. We have nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
Yeah.
We have some things.
Me too.
Right? Oh, you do?
Skankfest Vegas. I'll be doing that.
Oh yeah, doggy. Showing nudes.
Yeah.
Showing your art.
I'll say we do have
Friday and Sunday passes still available for Skankfest Vegas. I mean a bunch of special guests that we haven't been able to announce that are confirmed. I'm fucking really pumped about that. We're adding a few people that we can announce.
I'm excited. I think we're doing a live 6th and Jump.
That's fucking sick, doggy.
We're gonna see like get that movie theater.
Love it.
Talking to Christine.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this. This is interesting. Mom of her 3-year-old is snack shamed after she received a note on an empty Pringles can sent to send healthier snacks. So mom sends her to school Pringles.
With a full fucking can, though?
A full,
or was it one of those little ones?
Like your mother?
I was like, a can of Pringles?
Yeah, God damn, this kid came to snack. He's like, he's just pulling it. Yeah, I don't.
A little thing of Pringles.
I think it's probably a little one.
Let me see.
A little one.
Yeah.
I was thinking the one that's like this size.
I thought she had the different flavors lined up one.
Sleeve of Oreos.
Yeah.
Please help make healthy choices at school. Help us make healthy choices at school. The toddler's instructor, that was the teacher, passive aggressive note for Megan. I mean, it's not a passive aggressive, really.
No, that's
it's pretty aggressive, in my opinion.
They're letting you know.
Aggressive, even.
What's your opinion?
How do I feel about this? How do I feel about it?
Digest it.
It is the parent's job to make the decisions. However, you know, now this little fucking fat kid is bringing Pringles into the class. All the other fucking nerds who are having broccoli are like, oh, we want Pringles. And this is the only.
And then the teacher has to do her fucking job.
But was there a health initiative? So is there more to the story, right? So in the beginning of the year, did the teacher
send Pringles?
Well, did they send a note home saying, like, yeah, please don't send processed foods or chips or candy?
Dude, that's retarded. That's a money situation as well.
I don't think so at all.
It's very possible.
Situation.
You could probably get a big box of Pringles at fucking C-Town for way
Pringles
cheaper.
Need to stop with your fucking
than a
faggy.
Bunch of apples.
He does it every time. Every time
he
can find an angle to be gay about, he does it.
It's not gay.
It's
that's
gay.
What it is.
It's not about poverty. It's not about anything.
I'm not saying it's about poverty, but sometimes it's also about convenience. It's about ignorance. My mom would. I remember. I got this is personal for me. You fat fags. Listen. So
I was more poor than you. Promise you.
I left my. Of course you were more poor, but my mother.
We got it. You guys are having an Oliver Twist off.
You were certainly more poor and. Stupid and ugly and all those things. You were all those things, definitely. And your dad was worse than mine, and your mother was a whore. But I remember I left my lunchbox, like I lost it before lunch.
You had a lunchbox.
Yeah,
nice.
See, exactly.
Crazy.
I had a lunchbox and
pretty
it,
nice.
And,
Lewis
yeah,
had
not
it taken
bag.
An old sock.
Yeah, exactly.
Lewis had a handkerchief with polka dots on it that he had tied to a stick.
Yeah.
And I lost it before lunch, and I got called down to the nurse's office, and she showed me everything in my lunchbox, and she said, none of this is on the food pyramid. And it was like Oreos.
I bet you had a fucking banging lunch.
It was like,
what is that? Did you
have
Lunchables?
Yeah, it was a bunch of snacks. It was like Oreos, a little bag of Doritos, probably like those little peanut, you know, like just snacks, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like definitely super embarrassing, and maybe I needed to, but a little thing of Pringles that... They made those to be like, hey, these are less. Everybody's eating a lot. Here's less. Enjoy it.
That lady, that
there's
that,
like 10 things you can buy, and that's one
that
of them.
That teacher
would have
shit when they saw my lunch.
Snacks.
A fruit by the Look, foot, a little bag of Cheetos.
Yes, do I think that it's maybe a little bit passive aggressive? Sure. However, if this is the only kid in the class who has fucking potato chips and everyone else is fucking raisins and fucking nuts and is eating a healthy thing, maybe that's the idea there. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to not be giving a three-year-old fucking Pringles in front of a bunch of other three-year-olds that now want it or and are not controlling themselves. They have impulse who are now freaking out because they also want Pringles. I don't know. You know, maybe the parent should be making a better choice and not giving their three-year-old Pringles every day and bringing that to school.
Do you think that's a conversation, though, and not something you write on what is now garbage because it's an empty thing of Pringles?
I would have written
so she put the fucking garbage.
I would have written it on the kid's forehead and kicked him out of the fucking school bus while it was moving.
I would.
Fucking tell me.
If I were that shaming the kid because they're making the kid take home garbage.
Yes,
with
it's
a
fucking
mean
bullshit.
Note on
the kid can't read.
I would send my son to school the next day in what only one would call a suicide vest of unhealthy snacks. It would just be, I would tape Hershey Kisses and all this stuff, and I'd be like, and then I want you in the middle of the class, yell Allah Akbar, pull the string, and all the candy goes everywhere.
Allah Snack Bar?
Yeah, Allah Snack Bar.
Allah Snack Bar!
And then just fucking, all these kids are fucking bum rushed in the middle of the room.
Like a pinata?
Yeah, I would say, instead of a book bag, I would have strapped a pinata to his back.
Yeah. But then you have him pull it, so it just causes chaos.
No, then if I was a teacher, I would have had all the other kids beat him like a pinata with baseball bats. You little unhealthy jerk off.
What does your son eat for lunch every day?
He has Come. School lunch. Hey, dude.
Does he have like Capri Sun at the house?
What's
wrong
with you?
Does he do Capri Sun? Get him. Does he do Capri Sun?
Scott's question does sound like a pedophile pre-interview question. What does James like to eat so I can have around the house?
No, I mean, he's healthy. He eats school lunch. Which is healthy choice. My son also makes healthy choices. He could choose. He could opt for like pizza or like just a sandwich. But he, you know.
Oh, okay. He always got school lunch, even like when he was in the little grades.
When he was like in preschool, we would pack him lunch, but we'd pack him like a half a peanut butter jelly sandwich and fucking.
Did you eat the other half?
Peanut butter jelly is so good.
I know it's
so
dude. It's crazy. Can
it's
we have
it's peanut
made,
butter? Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly and a tall ice cold glass of whole milk.
I'm a fucking bus. I don't care if it's cum or milk. I'm so busted.
Doggy, I love whole milk.
You ever
whole ice cold whole organic? Organic whole milk, doggy.
I'll fucking take
it. Go rev it right now, doggy.
I'll take a whole goddamn I fucking love it.
I fucking love it. On a warm day.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I won't even.
I mean, honestly, if you really want to wow me, put some Hershey syrup in that whole milk and make a nice chocolate milk.
He's like, add a little bit of chocolate. It's chocolate milk.
It's like saying, I love a nice cold glass of water. He's like, what if you added caramel syrup and carbonation?
Well, why don't
you?
Well, the question is,
mix it all up, slap a Coke logo on it.
I'm sorry that you're stopping at the first red light. I'm continuing down the street of flavor. But dude, peanut butter and jelly is what gave me tits during the pandemic. I was eating like three of them. I was eating like three of them at 2 a.m, putting potato chips on them, and then you smash them.
I toast one side, the other side soft. Oh,
yeah. I'll do a peanut butter jelly sandwich in a heartbeat. What flavor jelly? Strawberry, right? Ladies and gentlemen, what you snacking on? Peanut butter jelly edition. Let's go,
dude. Let's do peanut butter jelly sandwich challenge at somewhere.
Real ass snacks, doggy. Peanut butter, if you're doing it, you know, I don't do toast. Okay. I don't like melting my peanut butter.
Ooh.
I don't like melting my peanut butter. I like my peanut butter to have a little bit of like room temperature.
I like the gumminess of the white bread. You know?
White bread, that's crazy, Dan. You need to chill.
What do you
Nobody
use?
Has white bread. Prisoners.
I have white bread. What
prisoners
do you
have white
what
bread.
Do you
and
use?
Pure Aryan warriors like myself.
Use? I would typically use the
a honey wheat.
Oh, I fuck with honey wheat. That's good.
Honey wheat is solid. But I would likely do, we probably do a multigrain, like a 7-grain
or
a 5-grain.
No, you can't do multigrain for child food. Fuck dude. What are you doing? What are you introducing to children?
That's why my son's not eating Pringles.
White is the driven snow.
Yep.
Get stuck on the roof of your mouth.
Yeah,
wonder. You taste the sugar in it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Do you like, I like some peanuts in it, like the little crunchiness.
Crunchy
like
or smooth? What do you say, boy? Is this a big, this is a big question? Because look, the reality is, I like the crunchiness, obviously. However, if you're using white bread, it tears it apart.
Oh, dude, it rips it up. Fucking, it rips up the land.
I mean, you just have like a pile of bread and peanuts.
Yeah, you can't grow your crops
also,
there no more.
Yeah, but Chunky's an injury risk.
Yeah,
you take one of those peanuts wrong and to the gum.
Yeah, but Chunky peanut butter with whole grain bread, you might as well just eat a bag of sticks. It's too many things.
Yeah. He watches The Revenant throwing that. He's like the old times.
I like lesbian pussy.
Yeah. Did this thing go to a WNBA game last night? Fucking dry. Give me some jelly. Give me some jam for this.
I like
thing.
A nice skippy smooth.
Dude, if you go down on a lesbian, you need strawberry preserves to smear it on.
Brother,
it
strawberry preserves.
Preserves.
Have you ever had huckleberry?
What is the difference between a preserve and a jelly? Can we figure what is that?
You feel
what
is that?
It's the circumcised.
This is a bit in the 80s, probably.
When you have preserve, you
think
go.
This is a
writers
riser
have
bit.
Preserve. I think.
I think Paul Reiser did five on there. I think.
What is preserve?
Jelly is made of strange fruit juice. There are no pieces of fruit.
Jam is made with mashed fruit. Preserves or have whole fruit and large pieces of fruit. Ah,
I love preserves, man.
Jelly.
Yeah, because you are a whole fruit.
Oh,
fucking queen. Damn, you should leave. Damn, you should leave.
What?
Sit down. Take a seat, boy. Take a seat.
I do grape jam.
Grape jam. I don't even know if I've ever bought
grape
a jam.
Jelly.
Grape jelly.
I've never bought
jelly.
A jam. Obviously.
Dude, you get everything they
Wonder
give you at
bread.
A diner for
yes,
free. And that's what I do. Everything they just throw at you at a diner
Welsh's
is what I
Welsh's Concord
do.
Grape jelly.
Yes,
the $1.99 for a big
yes.
old jar. You're
yes.
doing, let me guess it, like a Jiffy peanut butter smooth. Yeah.
Skippy, Jiffy, whatever.
Whatever. Doesn't
do
matter.
Sometimes.
Smooth, full of sugar. Full of sugar. White bread. Full of sugar. You're just eating a sugar sandwich on sugar bread.
And tell me why that's a problem.
Which is Lewis's mom's specialty. When sugar sandwich.
All right.
Real big in the go business.
And.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're gonna do it, if you're eating peanut butter and jelly, make it a little bit healthier. Do some preserves, whole fruit. Do some.
Don't give me your social media
yeah,
influencer.
Yeah.
And also make it a little fun. You have a healthy sandwich. And you make it a little fun.
Second graders.
I do it healthy. No, I do it healthy for my son. So we'll
dog, give me all the
five,
science.
We'll do a 5-grain bread, right? Nice, delicious, 5-grain bread, delicious,
can
okay?
Can you name the grains, brother?
We'll do...
that guy heckling your son was right.
Yeah. We'll do... Yeah. We'll
he goes,
do...
This kid...
This kid eats peanut butter jelly on wheat, fucking pussy!
We do all-natural peanut butter, chunky, yeah. right? All-natural peanut butter, chunky. So it's literally mashed peanuts.
It's like daddy,
there's
yeah.
nothing else in that jar. It's just mashed peanuts, Dan. There's no sugar. Pull up Skippy's ingredients list.
You already did this.
Can we pull up Skippy's ingredients list?
It's science, dude.
Did we do this in life?
Yeah, in
real
life.
We did this in real life.
You just fucking spit in my peanut butter and threw it away.
Wait,
we were writing that goddamn cartoon.
We were writing a cartoon
7 years ago.
And then I pulled up the peanut butter. Oh, my God.
You brought me natural peanut butter.
I'm consistent.
You brought me natural peanut butter.
And he goes, I'm consistent.
Because I told him I was trying to lose weight and I was having apples with peanut butter. And that was like the snack I was having.
And I was like, oh, that's a great snack.
And you go, that's great. Good job, and then
and
you
then,
go, what
and
kind
then
of peanut
pull
butter?
That out of jar of Skippy,
one of the big dogs.
Look at this,
and he went, no. Next time, and he came over with natural
rapeseed. I love rapeseed. It's the only saving grace.
Good rapeseed, and then he came over the next time, and I was like, yeah, the natural peanut butter is gross. It's like oily shit. I still use the Skippy, and then he fucking spun the top off and went. And fucking,
I snot rocketed.
Farmer yeah. blew into
Benoit
it.
Used to do that, in the
and room. then he fucking, and then I had to throw it out. What if I went back? I'm like, now it's chunky.
yeah.
Oh, thanks for turning this smooth into chunky.
This is Lewis's magic stuff.
Then strawberry preserves, all natural peanut butter, chunky, 5-grain bread.
Dude, what am
strawberry
I?
Preserves. It's like a garden in your mouth.
No, like it's preserves. Not. It's like you're at your healthy
garden in your mouth.
You're at your healthy
yeah,
aunt's
Willy
house.
Wonka's garden.
You're at your healthy aunt's house, dude. That sucks.
It's pretty good.
Amen.
That's like if you go over to someone else's house and they do something that you don't like it, you go, we don't do it that way at my house.
But isn't there a part of you when you right eat there. Something, and maybe you don't have this in you yet then, because you do eat like a big child.
Yeah.
But
shout out.
You made me feel like shit. I was like, I don't know, I got to get in shape. We were like riding on the road. This is like a few weeks, a month ago or whatever. And because he's like, get anything you want at the gas station. So I got a thing of gummy bears, you know? And then he was like,
Black Forest?
Later on we were talking about health and you were like, your problem is you eat a giant bag of gummy bears like it's nothing. And I was like,
he's
an adult.
Like, he fucking registered. I was just living my life, like, going there. She was judging
your family for a month.
Yeah, I ate like
that's a lot of jelly.
I ate like a gallon of. If you could do gallons, it was a gallon of.
That's a lot of gummy bears. It was a ton of gummy bears. It was a ton of gummy product, and it wasn't just that. It was other candies.
There was like two chocolate bars.
Two full size candy bars.
They weren't king size. They were just full size. They don't call them full size. They call them candy bars.
That's a lot of candy. And sometimes I binge like that on Thursday nights on the road. I'll have like two bags of candy and then also a Wendy's.
When you eat something, right? So like, look, that's not, if I ate that version of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that's not healthy. That still goes against, like, I'm still eating a ton of sugar, ton of carbs. For me, where I'm trying to lose weight, that's not it. But I do feel a lot better. It doesn't sit in my stomach the same way. I feel like I'm eating maybe it's psychological, but the better ingredients, the healthier versions of those ingredients, maybe they don't hit the same fucking sugar receptor where I'm going like, whoa, like fucking let's go, Revenant, which then needs that kid.
Yeah, I do.
I think when you're abused as a kid, you don't need that ride.
Yeah.
Like, my mom hit me so much that I don't want to go to those dark places. And I think you do that with candy on the road.
Going to the dark zone. I'm so scared and also so aroused.
I'm alive.
Did you eat a lot of candy as a kid?
Not really.
Really? Fuck.
Not at all.
Yeah, but you're also replacing all the booze you used to do.
That's exactly.
Because your body processes alcohol into sugar, so when you quit drinking, everybody becomes a candy addict.
That's exactly it.
Boom.
I didn't give a shit about candy when I was drinking. I was like, what are you, a child? And then I quit drinking.
You quit drinking at 4 in the morning, you're like, Skittles.
Yeah, dude, I fucking take down a bag of Skittles at 1 in the morning like it's nothing. And my brain goes, good. My brain's like, good boy.
Damn.
Zach is my my AA candy sponsor.
Yeah, I get it. I had to fucking quit it. I started doing trail mix like a fucking pussy. I buy trail mix in the airport.
And you're giving
the M&M's
me shit.
In it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, dog. Dude, me too. And I go wild.
You know what I did the other day? I'm being a fatty right now. So I get like mixed nuts, like salted mixed nuts. I always got a can of salted mixed nuts in the house, right?
Yeah, you do.
But then I go, Revenant!
Can I slick the microphone? I don't know what the microphone said. Oh, no. That's one of my tenets of I never looked at my Kick-Ass Digital.
Get a mouthwash.
What did you do, you fat little pig? Tell us.
Yeah, piggy.
No, I got sugar-free Hershey chocolates.
I fucking hate him.
What?
You're such a fraud, dude.
What do you mean?
This is not how you sin. You don't sin through sugar-free whatever, you fucking liar.
You sound like,
tell us the real
you
shit.
You sound like
eating.
One of those boring Christian housewives who's I dance to hip-hop.
Yeah, dude, stop.
I took a dance class and it was hip-hop. Yeah. I was bad.
Ugh, please.
So I got sugar-free Hershey's. And then what I do is I take some nuts, a little bite of the sugar-free Hershey's, and that gives me that little salty sweet.
This is a very Lewis thing. Lewis loves science experiment snacks.
Yeah.
And
I know, because he tried taking credit for Sour Patch Kids and the popcorn.
I didn't try to take credit. So you were, can I tell you, so Dan, I will say this very clearly on the show. Dan came up with Sour Patch Kids.
I didn't come up with that. I won't take credit. A girl I dated told me about it. And
she probably didn't come up with it either.
No.
Fine.
No, it's just in the world.
I got it from Dan, okay? Sour Patch Kids.
I got it from a lady that I had coitus with.
Now, here's the thing. You and this lady.
Yeah. Who I did eat her butt like the Revenant.
You did. You guys, you weren't doing anything with that information. Like,
you were passing it on.
No, you one by one,
like a deep secret.
Like a campfire story.
Goddamn right.
I brought it to
that's what made it special
to the masses.
You
guys were Xerox with the technology.
You were Vince McMahon Senior.
I'm Steve Jobs.
Ate up the territory.
I'm Steve Jobs. I came in. I did a tour of the Xerox fucking facility. I saw that you guys had this amazing technology, but you weren't doing anything with it. You're fucking simple.
And look where the world is.
You guys are making.
And look where the world is.
You guys are making paper copies when I can go and change. I can make fucking computing a utility in every household in this fucking world. And that's what I did. What I did with the Sour Patch Kids and the popcorn. world.
You ruined the world.
Then he comes over to Wozniak's house, who's got a garage full of Sour Patch Kids.
You ruined the world.
I didn't ruin the world. They made the world a better place.
No. It was supposed
to. You do that
be...
every time you go to the movies or no?
No, usually I bring my own snacks now.
Healthy version?
Oh, yeah.
Are you making crunches happen in the movie theater?
But you know what? They will now at the movie theaters. If you go to a good enough movie theater, they figured out sugar free and keto is such a big thing at this point that they have those options now. So you can get at all right. So right, if you're doing keto at the movie theater, they have the like the moon cheese, like the dried cheese. Sometimes they call them the crisps. I use them with hummus. They're delicious. Danny's
ruining everything.
So
good.
What do you say when you walk up to the register?
You go, "Hi, I'm about to be a huge fucking pussy."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have any dry
they go,
cheese?
Hey, we got a Joe Rogan listener here.
16-year-old black kid goes, "What?"
Yeah.
Then they have the
moon cheese. What'd you call me?
Yeah, I ain't no fucking moon cheese, white motherfucker. No.
Cracker, but yeah, no, I can't have carbs. Yeah. Actually, okay.
So I get moon cheese,
and then they have like sugar free, like Swedish fish.
Yo, no, that's just rubber.
That's fish. That's actually fish. You fucking idiot.
No, they have like 3 grams of sugar in the bags. I've seen those. They're at the movie theaters all the time now. You'll find them. Yeah.
It's great. Disgusting. What's happening. Yes. I'm excited for
I'm sorry, dude. I'm trying to be. I'm not. I don't have the same metabolism as you.
Yeah. Can I tell you something honestly?
If I had
to do more of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I'm falling apart, man.
I'm falling apart.
I'm not okay, Lewis.
Also, I love a little bit of pushback. I got you guys to break down. Just be real.
I go, Lewis, I'm not gonna lie. It's getting bleak.
Yeah, man. I wish I could wake up.
I'm holding the gun. Don't even know where I got it.
I don't even have the money to get it, and I get it, you know, like, and then I see the money go away, and I go, that McDonald's burger was worth not having it. You know, it's good.
Temptress.
Dude, it's crazy. It's the best.
You'll still eat McDonald's. You'll still eat McDonald's.
You'll still eat McDonald's. Yeah. It's still open, brother.
Yeah, brother. I got to support American businesses.
Yeah, dude.
I had to talk myself out of it the other night because they have Big Mac dipping sauce cups now.
I'm going
to
fucking punch you.
I saw it and I went, don't do it. And I talked myself out of it.
Oh, they have the Big Mac sauce in a dipping cup?
Yeah, they saw the dipping cup.
So it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of being able to dip your burger into a sauce tray that is big enough.
Big Mac
in the barbecue sauce.
No, I do. In sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, wow. Nigga. Whoa. Hey, we're having fun.
No, I had to. You sick fuck.
Dougie, I'll take my Big Mac, right? I'll take my Big Mac. They should do single layer Big Macs. That would make everyone, let's get two of them.
It's just a Mac. The same way, this guy is such a coward. He wants a Mac. McDonald's, could you just make a Mac for my pathetic ass?
Could you make it a little smaller? I just want something a little tinier. Could you make it a Mac?
No. Can I tell you why?
Fuck it.
Can I tell you why?
Damn it, you made
Stop it. Stop it.
You're right.
Because I want two of them.
But fuck
And I want to have the, I want to have the, the same way that I would order a number two, supersized with a Diet Coke.
You never cease to amaze.
So instead of one tall Big Mac, I have two cheeseburger-sized Big Macs.
Dual wielding. Oh my God, I want McDonald's!
You guys are making me want McDonald's right now.
I gotta be honest with you, the prices of McDonald's have gone...
It's crazy.
The hash browns are $3.20 now.
Dude, the kid goes, I want McDonald's. I go, I don't have it. I can't get it for you. She goes, I just want a burger. I go, the burger you want is $9.
McDonald's is expensive now. I go to McDonald's maybe once every 2 years now. And I'll be caught in a moment. What? Do you think I'm lying?
Yeah.
I don't think you know what a year is.
Even when I am...
black out a lot and rage.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think you eat McDonald's maybe...
Your Honor, that girl was 22 years old.
Once every 4 months, I think you eat McDonald's.
No, I would say less than that.
He said once every 2 years. Yeah. And like once every 4 months, he goes, I would say less than that. Like,
no, I'm not a liar. And this is true. I'm consistent. Yeah. Zach, you on the road with me a lot.
Yeah, as the fat devil who lives on your shoulder. Yeah. Every once in a while.
Yeah, my shoulder hurts.
Yeah, I'm weighing him. He's tilting.
That's why he can't fight Elvis.
If I'm going to opt for a burger, and I very often, I cheat and I fuck up on my diet all the time. I'm not in shape at all. I'm a fat piece of shit, okay? But if I'm going to opt for a burger, it's just typically not going to be McDonald's. I will go for a Shake Shack. I will go for just a higher quality burger. I'll go to, do you know what's a fucking great burger?
Who said it?
Who?
BK, no. Have it your way.
Dan, they're good.
Chili's. Baby back ribs?
Baby back
Chili's?
Chili's got good burgers.
Got a good great, burger. Their burger list is fucking off the chain. I go to Chili's every time I'm at the mall with my son. We go to Chili's now.
Oh, that's fun.
I love the apps. I love me a fucking Southwestern egg roll. I'm gonna
Southwestern
egg roll. I'm going to spit in your mouth, Scott. You're pissing me off, too, because you're a naysayer.
No, it's not a naysayer.
You're
a
naysayer. Here, you're good.
There feels like a contradiction
here. Say that. Good. Say that. Good.
There feels like a contradiction here where you insult a McDonald's and then you're like, I love the appetizers at Chili's and the burger at Chili's.
Are you trying to compare?
Yeah, because Lewis is the kind of guy that walks
Chili's, but not fancy McDonald's.
Lewis walks into Ruby Tuesdays and he goes, now this is a nice place.
That's what I'm trying to do. And
now this is high living.
No, this is not true. Chili's is a chain restaurant. I'm not saying that it's particularly good quality.
Okay.
I'm not saying that, like, oh my God, but they're using real ingredients. McDonald's is.
No, they're not. They're using microwavable shit in the back.
They have to be.
That's all science food, dude.
I don't think so.
It's Applebee's, Chili's, all that shit.
He's going to look it up and he's going to be right. This happens a lot lately, dude.
My sister worked at Chili's. I'll call her right now.
Yeah, and like probably.
My sister's currently sitting at Chili's. Hold on.
Chili's. That's what he's going to pick up. Chili's, what you want?
Chili's too. I go, oh, she works at a satellite one? It's not even like.
I'm going to call her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny.
She can pick up. This is about Chili's.
How many times do I gotta tell you, Lewis? Chili's food isn't real.
She's like, Lewis, I'm picking up McDonald's for dinner. Is that cool? He's like, shut the fuck up.
McDonald's. If I had to guess, it's not microwave the process assembly line. There's a chef. They cook their shit.
Chef.
There's a chef.
Yeah, there's a chef.
Yeah.
There might be a Chili chef.
There is. You guys are idiots. Yeah. You don't know it. You're just
the only way
things.
You get a chef at Chili's is a
bad. Yeah, but look at it. We look like we're better idiots than you. He's a bad idiot.
Dan, you also. What was your last day job? It was
Dos Caminos.
A higher end version of Chili's. That's all Dos Caminos.
How dare you, dude? That was Baja Mexican cuisine. It was.
Was there not? Was there not a chef?
Take you away. There was a chef. There was a sous chef. There was line cooks. There was a whole operation.
No, there's probably. I think there's a head chef kind of everywhere, right?
Not at like Chili's is like you get cooks.
Yeah, but I think someone has the lingo, title. Though.
You know
yes, that's what I'm saying. They have the title chef. Even though they're cooked. Yeah, he's
relax,
right. He's
okay?
right.
They cook
God
the fucking
damn it,
food.
Lewis.
The
You're always right.
The point of all this is the burger at Chili's, the fucking bacon ranch burger at Chili's,
okay.
is fire. Also, why is ranch like a trashy thing?
I know, and it's so good.
What
it's so
I don't understand. What happened here?
I don't know. Do you want to get married? I love your art.
Yeah. But what,
I love when you eat butt to revenue.
This is my art. This is my art.
I love when you do this.
I think,
whatever you're painting right now, don't stop.
I think ranch is considered trashy because it's used to dress up things that suck.
Yes, that's true.
Ranch.
If you put ranch
that's
on,
what was
pizza,
on his Chili's burger,
that's garbage.
That's what came I on my Chili's burger.
Hate it.
Love it. I do it every time.
Hate it.
Nigga, I'm going again. I just. Said it was a Bankin Ranch burger, you fucking deaf asshole. How about you just listen instead of talk?
I'll do it.
Lewis!
I've dated two different women who kept ranch in their purse. It's garbage.
I love it.
It's so good, though.
It's so good. Hidden Valley or bust.
What is even the ranch flavor? Like, Cool Ranch Doritos doesn't taste like ranch.
No.
What is that?
Well, it's ranch with sunglasses on.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know.
Hit a button.
It fingered its neighbor when it was in eighth grade.
But ranch tastes nothing like Cool Ranch. What is Cool Ranch?
Brother?
Cool Ranch smokes.
Brother, this is your world.
It's ranch with cigarettes in its
neighbor. It's ranch that's dating a freshman.
Yeah. Drives a car, dude. Pretty cool. Cool Ranch is pretty fucking cool. And they're cool. It's cool with it. Hey, I'm not nacho cheese. I'm not up in your shit.
As I've gotten older, see, when I was a kid, I'd go Cool Ranch Doritos.
Always.
As I've gotten older,
go back to the red brand.
Go back to the fucking regular old.
Or you get purple if you just feel like really coming in your
like
pants.
Like you're gay. You want the fucking.
Okay. Sure. So we fucked around with the yellow bag of Doritos from Korea that were really good. You remember those?
Yeah.
Then now they have barbecue ones in a gray bag that are the bomb.
Asian potato chips. Asian potato chips. They fucking rock, dude. They don't give a fuck. They're lawless in the East.
They don't give a shit at all. You just go to like fucking. I saw a thing. Like a blog where I guess the like
a blog is this fucking O3
like, a website.
I went on a website,
but it is like when you click on things on like Facebook now, like it'll bring you to like a blog. It really is like, and they're designed to make you keep reading, so it'll just be like, and then this, and then this, and then you keep on going down, and then the amount of time you spend on it, I guess
they got all your info.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now they have everything. So, but they were talking about how like the plus size stores for women in Asia are all just named like it was like fat girl. Like, it's just like they don't
tub
have
of shit.
They don't have subtle words for fat. they're just very like, on the nose.
Girl who wheezy girl.
Like, but I remember like
pig pen.
Little diabetes.
I would show up to get like Chinese food as like
lady fat
a kid when I was like 11 or 12. There was like a Chinese place near the place that I worked, and I would go like just buy Chinese food.
Did you say 11 or 12?
Yeah, yeah. I've been working since I was 10 years old, Dan.
Jesus
Christ.
Hell
yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's how I lost these fingers.
Yeah.
You remember my accident?
Permanent fucking rock on.
Tell him Louis J sent you.
I thought your life couldn't get any harder. That's how much was.
You never noticed all of this?
Louis Phantom Pain Gomez.
Oh, I would
feel
love
my fingers.
Louis yeah. had to like metal. Yeah.
I wanted to like R&B.
Yeah, so there was a yeah, look, yeah, BB Fat. There's the blog.
Fat
here's
girls.
My blog.
I found my blog.
Fat girls.
Love calories.
Love calories.
That's cool.
They're just
oh, fatty dude. Fat girl.
Dude, I would stand outside these stores like a shark. Yeah. Yeah, I would just be.
You
I'd
have
be
a glove
waiting.
On. You have yeah. a glove on playing center field. Yeah. Like, pop up. Here we go. Oh. We got a waddler.
Yeah.
They have one called the kitchen door, and the doorway is too small for her to fit through.
We go, ha. Fat cat.
Fat cat.
That just sounds like a fun bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but they're very honest about it. I remember buying Chinese food when I was like 11 or 12, and I was a chubby kid, and just like coming in, and then the woman behind the counter would be like, oh, wow, this all for you? And I was like, yeah. She's like, you're too fat. Like, why would you say that?
Okay, go learn the cello. Yeah. All right, this is weird that you're tiger momming me.
Now my second favorite John Panette bit.
Do NyQuil.
Yeah, you're too fat. Eat vegetables, eat broccoli.
Is that a John Panette bit?
Yeah, it's a classic, all-you-can-eat Chinese
it's
buffet.
It's a true thing that happened to me. Thanks, Zach.
Well, John Panette stole your fucking life
John
story.
People accuse me of this as well. So I was doing crowd work on stage in San Diego.
You bad boy.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, the show's
gloves are off.
Oh no, the show's off the track.
And I told
the animals are loose.
I was talking about how like you know your girl going through your phone. I said a moment I was like just talking to the crowd about it, and I was asking the guy if
were you
girl
were you sitting
phone.
On the stool? Were you really breaking it down? Were you like guys, real talk?
No. But I talked about how I keep my phone in my pillowcase.
Sure.
Which is, I think, a thing that a lot of guys do that are cheaters. We're liars, and that's just... Yeah.
It's hiding the evidence.
It's a physical alarm that you can...
Guys who break their phones, he thinks the phone fairy is going to come. Yeah. Replace his phone because he threw it.
So, but then I put a crowd work clip out, and then people are like, dude, this is a Big J bit. This is a Big J bit. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I asked Big J, I was like, Big J, you have a bit about this? And he's like, no. He's like, I talk about on the podcast the time that Carla found his phone.
Sure.
It was in his pillowcase.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, yeah, but that's like what all guys do. That's not like a unique to Big J thing.
So they thought you took that.
Yeah, they were like, really, dude, you're just going to steal Big J's bit and do it and then just post it all brash like that?
You should have wrote back, yes. You should have gone back to them and they're like,
no, I should start doing Big J bits now.
Yeah, you go, that's exactly what I'm doing. And what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And he can't stop me. Just write, yes. You should have just wrote back to that comment, yes. And he can't stop me. They'd be like, dude, Lewis is diabolical.
He's fucking he's wild.
He's just
brash.
He's just out here fucking lifting.
All right, so... Let's talk about this. TikToker shares a hack to stop the person in front of you from reclining on a plane. I've heard of a few different hacks to get people to stop reclining.
I get my knees banged up.
First
dude.
Of all, do you care if somebody do you recline on the plane?
I do, but I do it slowly and not all the way. I just do a little bit of it. I don't go like full drop.
I mean, it is just a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't,
it's only this. Which
oh, it's
is
so
insulting. Probably also a John Panette bit.
Yeah, so that's actually a Will Sylvins. I'll drop back, but I'll do it slow. That's basically what I do. Like I'll hit the button and like slowly, but because when someone fucking boom, that's what pisses me off.
Right,
I'm fine with someone. Knees. Sometimes it's funny when they come back all the way, and I feel like they're like laying in my legs.
I put my arms around them.
Yeah,
and I go,
hey, we're gonna get there.
I just breathe in their ear like a brown bear.
I go, what you watching? Do you recline?
Yeah, usually, sometimes. It depends. If I have a lot of leg room, if I'm really awake, no. I never can fall asleep on a plane, so it's not like it's going to really help.
Out.
No, I wish I could.
Window seat, put my head against the fucking side of it.
I just can't do it.
Bye-bye. No. Then I wake up startled.
But if I'm awake and I'm like working, like there's really no reason for me to recline. Like I'm sort of like in my phone anyway, yeah. So I feel like I'm being a dick to the person behind me and just doing it to do it. I guess it's annoying. You sit down, as soon as you sit down, the person, before you even take off, before they even announce anything, the person's like, ksh! And you're like, hate all right, it. Dude, come on, man.
Hate it. Well,
what is the hack? Let's say.
So what they say to do is that once the person is reclined, you blast the above head air conditioner, direct it at their head.
Point it at their head.
Yeah.
Like that.
And that's
so it's like a little fucking just, you're burrowing a cold hole.
And then they pressure just, on that third eye, dude.
Knowing me, thank though. Thank God, I was hot.
No, knowing me, they just go and turn it off, and I go, hey, don't do that. Hey, you can't do that. There's not the rules.
I would literally.
The wrong one, you do theirs, and they go, what are you doing? Yeah. Hold on, sorry, I gotta aim this. Sorry.
I'm like, hey,
what are you doing? And then I know how to answer is, they go, it's a TikTok hack. It's a TikTok hack.
Like, we know a lot of those.
Yeah. Zach.
It's like what I would say is I was
that
like,
was
what
fucking
are you,
awesome.
Would you stop pointing that at my head? It's freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go like this. Perfect, you idiot. And then I nuzzle. And once they saw me nuzzle, they
yeah, I'm a big
over.
Nuzzler on a plane.
What do you nuzzle to?
I just kind of wrap myself in what my belongings and I just
Yeah, and you choke yourself?
Yeah, I try to just go deep into
it. You take your shoes off on a plane?
I do not.
No.
And when someone does, it ruins my flight. I don't like...
I take my shoes off and I walk to the bathroom in my socks.
I'll kill you.
You can try.
I would, dude, brother.
Take your shoes off?
I'd be shouting Allahu
Akbar. I take my shoes off every time. My feet, once I'm in the air, they start to swell.
Oh gosh!
You have gout?
You're just you're an old Puerto Rican woman.
An old Puerto Rican woman. Yeah.
Sorry, I got to ice my chicharrones. Stay fucking.
Oh my! Sorry, my chancletas are too tight.
Ay, chay, chay. The plane makes me feel so fine.
My ankles.
Oh no! Ay, chay, chay.
Wait a minute. Did we just go offline? Did we go offline, Ralph?
We're rogue. Guys, we're going rogue.
Shannon, we go offline.
Hold on, I'm refreshing.
In the live chat, they're saying stream is offline.
Oh, shit.
I mean, we're an hour 8
in. Wait, we're still recording, though, right?
We got a good
episode. This is still saved in life.
We got a good episode. I got to go home and hit the gym, you know?
You've been hitting gyms?
Finding out now.
Starting today.
Yeah, dude, same.
Crash Digital. They're not happy right now.
Wow, they're saying Crash Digital? That's pretty good.
They're all freaking out.
That's real good. This is good wordplay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Bring us back right now, Shannon. Shannon, you have 30 seconds to have us back online.
Shannon.
You're our only hope.
She really is like your
seconds.
Pepper Pot. He,
29.
She's, yeah, he's shitty. Yeah. He's Tin Man. And he's aluminum man. And she,
25. 24.
Look, he's shooting up towards the atmosphere. Suits off. I'm losing oxygen,
Shannon.
Suits
off.
I'm losing oxygen.
I'm in an iron casket. You need to keep going. I'm fucking shooting towards it.
Pepper.
Yeah. Just plunging towards the earth.
Shannon.
Dude, I would love
this
Shannon.
This is so sad.
I love the idea
this
of
him drowning
him
in his car. Shannon. Shannon, call 911.
Puerto Rican Tony Stark.
Shannon, what's the number to 911?
Oh, God.
Shannon.
Ralph is on the phone with them right now.
Ralph.
Fire.
Shannon, what the fuck is happening right now?
It doesn't matter.
It's your impression of Ralph at a Great White concert.
Yeah. Oh, fire. Oh, no. Oh, more fire.
What the fuck is going on, Shannon?
We're living life like a candle in the wind. Should
it's
we just
fine.
Wrap it up, dude?
No, dude.
No,
oh, we're back.
We're back. Look at that.
We're back. Hey. All right, it happens, guys.
Damn, that was the best bit I've ever done ever on
yeah,
anything
fine.
Ever.
The impression was immaculate.
I can't believe I got there.
And you know what? I'll never say it again.
No, it was too dangerous.
You know
too
what? Dangerous. Folks, what we just discussed... can never be said again. Shannon deleted from the podcast.
It was too yep. dangerous.
It was such great inside pertinent information.
We gave names.
That's right.
We said names. We
and
said
numbers.
Business.
That's right.
And numbers.
We just come back and Dan goes, and that's why I really quit the Buffalo.
Yeah. After I saw that, I had to leave the show.
What was it?
I couldn't be around that anymore.
What is that? Is it frozen again, Shannon? I feel like it's frozen again. They said it's a guest.
Why I have to go somewhere?
We're done, Dan. Relax. Okay. I got it. Where you gotta go, Dan? You gotta go sleep. That's, you don't know that. Yeah, you do. I know you do.
Wow.
I know what you
gotta
do.
Wow.
That's my move.
I would love to go to sleep, but I can't.
Where are you going?
Because I got somewhere to go.
He's gotta walk his dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
What type of dog?
A good dog.
She's a mutt.
She's a good doggy. You don't call her. Don't call her a mutt. She's a good baby.
Don't fucking touch me and say I can't call my dog a mutt. She's a fucking mutt, dude. She's a slut-ass mutt. Sorry, all of her ancestors are just a gangbang. But my fucking dog's a little mutt. She's a fat little mutt.
Fat little mutty bitch.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
I'll fucking John Wick this entire
thing. Dude, I love the fucking...
I didn't get those movies.
I love Lillian's dog.
Who's...
She's a great dog.
God,
great
yes,
dog. She loves Zach.
She loves everyone.
I was
no
watching...
Offense, Zach.
No, but like for real, Zach was holding her and still getting a wag. And a lot of times with dogs, that can be tough because they're like, why are you picking me up?
She's so cute. I fucking love that little bitch.
You guys going to get a dog?
My chick wants like a big, she likes big, scary dogs.
Like, we know.
Like a Great Dane?
No, she,
yeah, that fits.
Like a fucking, like she has all these very, like a key.
A
KKK dog. Yeah,
a Cane Corso?
Yeah,
no, an Akita.
Akita are cool.
Okay. Akitas
are
cool. They're big, though, bro.
Yeah, they're like Japanese attack dogs.
Yeah, they're like Japanese foxes. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, they're all fluffy, but then they kill children.
Yeah. Wait, no, you're thinking of, are Akitos? Akitos are big.
They're big?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, those are fucking,
you're thinking
beautiful,
about Shiba Inus.
Yeah, man.
No, these dogs are fucking, these are beasts. She wants like a big, giant beast dog. She wants two matching beastly dogs.
Does James like dogs?
Yeah, he loves dogs.
Dude, my
would
dog
he be
is...
jacked if you got a dog?
Yeah. Yeah, he would. He would.
That'd be major. Yeah, come home and have a dog as a kid. You're like, what's up?
She's got to take care of them. As long as she takes care of them. She's like, oh, like little things like that. Like, I don't care. It's like, sure. Mm-hmm. I don't got to worry about it. It's like, she's like, I want to get like really nice bedding for the bed.
Sure.
And she's like, I want like, you know, different pillows and all that other shit. And I'm going like, sure. I was like, if you're making the bed, then yes. I was like, because I will never make the bed. So it'll be wasted on me.
Damn, dude.
Do you make the bed?
You're like Jordan Peterson.
Do you make the bed, doggy?
No.
Clean your goddamn room.
Well, if you want two giant attack dogs, you buy them. Yeah, I'm going to revenant you. If you're going to eat her ass, do it like a bear.
I hope you come home from the road. She's got a Tibetan mastiff.
Oh, my God, dude. Just a giant fucking dog. You're like, hey, babe, there seems to be a horse dog in our living room. Why did you buy a horse?
All right, we're going to wrap. This has been fun. I love you guys. You guys are hilarious. So
you
funny.
Are so likable that you could be 40 minutes late and we'll still do a fun podcast.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I really...
No, that's not... I would say stop being late. Let's make it more enjoyable. Stop being late.
Say, dude. Zach, I think we're going to change it. I think we're going to pre-tape all the shows.
Yeah, whatever you want.
We'll figure out a schedule. It's just easier. I can't deal with an hour and 30 minutes of traffic. It's too much.
But you have those big dogs. You got your late. Also, you were fucking and watching The Revenant.
Also, well, I was
know,
also
we know
traffic
what you were
like
doing.
It's unfair. I actually considered buying a motorcycle today. That's how bad the traffic was. I was like, you know what?
He goes to the motorcycle and buys it, and then rushes here on a motorcycle.
Dude, I'm gonna have to do a fucking benefit show when he gets clipped by a rear view mirror.
Yeah, no.
And you get
remember
tossed from your bike and you're a quadriplegic. I don't know why it took me so long to say that word.
I remember one time when I was a kid, I was by myself and I was riding a bike and I was like, I'm gonna ride my bike with no hands, which was the thing you would do. We all do that, right? No hands.
Cool kids did it.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, I was like a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, baby boy. No hands, just going, yeah, right? Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking up the cool factor. Right? This is for nobody. This is for me. That's how cool I was. This wasn't for anybody.
You and
I was,
God. Me, let God know what you yeah, can
let
do.
Let God know that.
Watch
cool
this, sweet
look
maker.
Out.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I'm going to not only am I going to go no hands, I'm going to close my eyes.
If this isn't a metaphor of how Lewis lives.
Yeah. Lewis, how worse can this get? I know.
Take the wheel, Jesus.
All right, now feet off the pedals. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to stand up on
Dougie, it. Dougie, I'm riding, I'm like 10. No hands, eyes closed. I'm like, I'm doing it, God. I'm doing it. Now, what I felt, I mean, what I thought happened was a ninja flying kicked me in my chest.
Wait, were you?
I literally thought I was out of nowhere. I just get, as hard as you could possibly be kicked in the chest.
Foot soldier.
And okay. I fall off the bike. I flip off the bike. Yeah. And I'm like, like, I'm thinking, like, I can't, like, I'm like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, God goes, who are you now? Who are you now? You flew too close to the sun.
The idea of a giant hand coming from the clouds. Just, poof.
He go, oh. I shut my eyes and God taught me a lesson.
Doggy.
Dude, no, what happened was I started veering, right? Like I'm on the bike and I'm just like, you know, now I'm not going straight. I'm starting to veer towards the side. And there was a pickup truck with like a big giant rear view mirror like out. So it came out like this. It was just like that. It was exactly chest level, like the way the rear view mirror went. And I just went.
You're blind. So you jump on.
I went and it just hit me square in the chest. It made me flip off. Dude, it was.
Can I tell you something though? Because you were blindfolded, you blindfolded yourself, because you had your eyes shut and you were riding, you probably took that like a drunk driver.
Yeah.
Maybe, so you probably had less damage because it was a shock in your
the
body.
The bottom of the rear view mirror said Puerto Ricans in mirror may be dumber than they appear. Yeah.
And the guy goes, holy shit, that's why that's on there.
I thought that was really specific.
I remember one time I was riding home and it was like fall, where it was like still kind of warm during the day and I was at a friend's house and then it got cold as I was riding home and I was like, oh, I'll put my arms inside my shirt as I'm riding my bike. So I had it. That might have been the dumbest thing
ever. It was like
a moment.
Yeah, dude, you know when
you pop your arms in though and you're like, oh, this is so warm. And I'm grabbing my little body and I'm like, this is great. And then I just watch the wheel go like that. Dude, I just skidded trying to like Houdini.
Oh, dude. And you're all
skidded. I'm all head.
All
dude.
Head. Yeah. So, yeah, you're just.
Oh, I just skidded. Dude,
it's just all head.
I had road rash, dude, all over me. Oh, my God. I was like 10. I was like the same age you were. I was fucking sucked.
Oh, because that's usually the worst part about falling off your bike is just the part when you put your hands down and it hurts.
I was like, whoa! I remember just. And I tensed up and it like fucked me up because I was like, whoa! Oh, dude, I never rode my fucking bike without my hands.
We just don't do anything except now. Like, nothing that we do in life, for the most part, will enable you to, like, skin yourself. Like, I stopped skateboarding a few years ago. Like, why would just. But it's like just hitting the ground, blacktop, and skinning your fucking skin off your elbows and knees. It just sucks, dude. One time, just driving down a hill, and I just fucking. No, that's right. I was going down a hill, and a car started coming out of, like, a side street. And I just fucking did that, and my body just fucking just skipped like a fucking rock on a lake.
I was going down the hill. That's why I put my arms in, because I was like, oh, I'm coasting down to my block. I can just fucking, and it was
I
like
can just chill.
Long,
I can go to sleep.
And I remember the last thought I had was, I was like, oh, this is so warm. And then I just watched the handles go like that. And you're like, no, fuck that, dude.
All right, let's wrap it up. It's apparently Bobby Hutch's fault. They told him to do the update. They didn't realize that our show was still going.
It was late, 40 minutes?
12:45, they started doing an update on the site.
Wait, so it's your fault?
Yeah.
It's our fault.
It's your fault. It's the Revenant's fault.
It's my fault. I'll take the blame.
All right, we gotta go. Thanks. Peace.
That's all, folks.